On Friday, Israel began bombing Iran. But that's not the most important thing that happened. On that day as well, Joe Rogan interviewed Trump. And Harris held a rally in Houston where Beyonce showed up and endorsed her. Rogan's interview was the leading headline across most outlets, like it was some earth-shattering ordeal. Second to that was Beyonce at the Harris rally. Trump loves media appearances, and Rogan is a whore for ratings. Rogan is trying so hard to stay young and a bro that if this meathead leaned any farther into MAGA, he'd fall directly into Trump's ass. Am I the only one who remembers Rogan saying he'd never interview Trump and that he had no intention of helping his candidacy? Rogan licks his finger to the wind. Whichever way it blows, he goes. But good Lord, I think he's a dope, but could he at least do what he said? He's like Vance being a never-Trumper and then being his VP. It's such bold hypocrisy. You wonder if you're actually remembering history correctly. Besides, who even cares if some mid-fighter, mid-comedian says or does about voting in the first place? Rogan became famous from Fear Factor, where he used to watch people eat cow testicles for money. That is the quality of programming that presidential candidates are appearing on and hoping to get something out of it. I'm not expecting some brain-busting questions here about public policy from that guy. Little sad rant here. You know how the Trump campaign and MAGA is constantly bitching and moaning about Kamala Harris not doing enough interviews? They keep saying she's trying to dodge interviews and questions and reporters because she's too dumb to handle it and she just can't take the pressure. Well, have they looked in a mirror? What is Trump doing going on all these bro podcasts? I'm sorry, I don't think Rogan is going to ask anything deep or Bussin' with the Boys or any of these other bro podcasts that he thinks he's going to go on. Why don't you go talk to real journalists, real reporters, experts, and really get grilled? You complaining that Kamala won't take any interviews is no different than you taking the easy ones. Sorry, but J.D. Vance getting interviewed by Tim Dillon? That has nothing to do with anything. A comedian can't know anything about public policy that is going to impact my life or make me change my opinion. It's all political porn. And Harris headlining with Beyonce? Who gives a f***? If some broad who got famous for singing a song called Bootylicious is endorsing someone for president, why do I give a rat's ass? Why doesn't she just stay away and cling to the only thing that gave her a career, Jay-Z? I've got 99 problems, and believe me, Kamala is all of them. Rogan and Beyonce are only the icing on the cake of what this show election has become. If a celebrity won't get you to vote, then how about some poverty porn? Usually candidates boast about how accomplished, intelligent, determined, and high-achieving they are. Not anymore. It's a race to the golden bottom. Harris was the first to brag about working at McDonald's. Like, oh, you little plebe, you surf? Your master was once a pitiful little loser like you too. I worked the fries. To think that relating to Americans via McDonald's would be a winning strategy should tell you everything you need to know about this country. Then you got Trump, who ups this hoe and holds a press event at McDonald's where he works the fry machine and operates the drive-thru. Well, slap my ass and call me a dumbass. This is one supersized load of placating the voter that is just a little bit too much for me. Whether anyone worked at McDonald's or not, or can work the fryer, doesn't matter one hill of beans in a presidential election. We're on the verge of two wars. I don't care if you make the crispiest fries. But this is merely silliness upon silliness. Remember that roll call vote at the Democratic National Convention where Lil Jon came out and rapped the roll call votes of the state of Georgia? And then how Hulk Hogan showed up and ripped his shirt off at the Republican National Convention? And then let's not forget that bald, self-proclaimed slut, nude photo-sharing, abortion-loving atheist Amber Rose, who came out with a tattoo on her head and spoke in favor of Trump? Am I taking crazy pills? No, this isn't the movie Idiocracy. These are your 2024 candidates. I keep expecting Camacho to come out and for us to start watering our crops with Gatorade. No one cares or remembers about Hurricane Helene or Milton. Nah, while they may lack basic necessities, it's really about Rogan and Beyonce that matters most. This is the stuff that makes one go, why the f*** am I still living in the U.S.? We have to be the laughingstock of the world right now. Bitcoin legend Max Kaiser is pretty open about how much it blows here in the States and has said the following.
If you're not treated well in your country, leave. Get the fuck out. Go to a real country like El Salvador with a real leader, with real people, and real entrepreneurialism. Fuck the U.S. You know, they're not giving you what you want. You don't get freedom of speech. You don't get freedom of expression. You don't get freedom or any kind of freedom. You know, move with your feet. The voting not going to get you nothing. Walk out. Walk.
Question. Is he wrong? What are we even doing here anymore? Are we going to wake up on January 20th, Inauguration Day, and see Trump bragging about fixing the McDonald's ice cream machines and how it was a huge accomplishment? Or are we going to see Harris appoint Beyonce as her press secretary? Don't act like that's out of the realm of possibility. Kim Kardashian got invited to the White House to speak while Trump was in office, and Harris was too busy finding that coconut tree to worry about fixing the border crisis. These fools are bringing new life to that old phrase that Washington, D.C. is just Hollywood for ugly people. Thanks for listening to Broad Thinking. Be sure to tune in next week for an all-new episode. In the meantime, if you're looking to enlighten yourself with some controversial topics, check out my interview with Celeste Solom, who talks about how the global elite are planning to kill you. Or check out my interview with Dustin Nemos, who talks about how Trump is the Antichrist and how Trump staged his assassination attempt. Those interviews are so controversial, you'll only find them on BitChute, Rumble, and Brighteon.